This Week in Cinema, we take jumping over things and scaring horses to the extreme. Lock up your daughters. It's the It's Too Bad podcast.
Welcome back to the It's Too Bad podcast. Today we have a good one. We're in a whole different realm this time, Jason.
Yeah, we are.
This is weird. Let me just go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Ted.
I'm Jason, like you said, and we are covering the Vanilla Ice epic Cool as Ice.
Epic. Wow. That was nice of you to say.
I try.
You know, he is as cool as ice. And the only reason that movie is titled Cool as Ice is because
of Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice, but he's not
playing Vanilla Ice.
He's not playing Vanilla Ice. No. No, he's not.
How could he?
And yeah, that'd be ridiculous. He's playing a caricature of himself, I believe.
Yeah.
Is this his alter ego?
Maybe. Johnny.
Johnny?
This is what he wants to be, a Johnny.
Come on, there's always a Johnny.
Right.
Johnny always steals the girl. So in this film, I don't know if any of our listeners have actually seen this one. This is my first time seeing this one.
You know, this is, you know, sort of a staple of my youth. But yeah, I also don't know very many people, besides people that really seek out bad movies. Nobody I knew growing up had watched it.
Yeah, and I'm going to be real honest. When you said we're doing Cool as Ice, I had a whole different movie in my head thinking we were going to watch.
Cool.
And, yeah, and so when I pressed play and I saw Vanilla Ice, I thought, oh, that's what we're doing today. I thought this was like some weird breakdancing movie from the 80s.
Oh,
I didn't do any research on this
good.
Before I watched it, because I went in and yes, Vanilla Ice was there. And it was a 6-minute opening of him dancing around and,
sure
and rapping. That was nice. That was a nice little, I thought, if this is the whole movie, I hope it doesn't get any better than this. And it didn't. And
it didn't get much better.
It actually got worse from there.
Yeah, they jump right into it. They let you know, Vanilla Ice.
Yes.
And then Cool as Ice.
Cool as Ice.
And then he gets to rap for a whole song.
And then he gets on his with his motorcycle
in a leaky warehouse.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere. And then they get on their bikes and drive. They have nowhere to go. They're just driving.
No.
And then they go to this little town and they wreak havoc on this little town.
Yeah, so one of their bikes malfunctions. And this is Vanilla Ice, the sole white man in his biker gang.
My God.
They're all driving like Kawasaki's or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not like on a Harley.
No.
He's like pre-Rough Rider. And, you know, small town, they look like aliens to these people.
Right.
You know, everybody looks at them and is frightened by their crazy colors of their clothes and their motorcycles and Vanilla Ice's jacket that says every word in the dictionary on it.
It really does.
And none of it goes together.
No, no. The question I have is, when I saw them on their motorcycle gang situation, is that the coolest thing?
Yeah.
Back in the 90s?
You know,
because I was never a bike guy, so I never thought that was awesome. And when I saw people do it, I thought, okay, whatever. But was that like the coolest thing to him, was like riding a bike?
I guess, you know what, I kind of feel like it was a Miami thing. I'm West Coast, so like I didn't know that realm. But I feel like that was sort of like him bringing his Miami roots, which he wasn't really from Miami, but he told everyone he was. So anyway, this is part of the fall of Vanilla Ice is a whole other episode. But yeah, I think to him, this was like the cool thing to do. And so, yeah, he just brought it to this small town and they didn't know what to make of it. And then, like you said, they wreaked havoc because just for their existing, like nobody liked them. They were outsiders. So.
But really, he comes in kind of being a jerk he circles around and he sees this girl riding a horse.
Yes.
This girl riding a horse.
Right.
Okay. And he's on his bike and he's kind of like going with them and he hops the fence over.
Yes.
And goes right in front of the horse. Horse gets spooked, throws the girl off, and he's like, it's not even his fault.
No.
He was kind of like, what's wrong? Hey, what's going on? And she's like, you're an idiot. You made my horse throw me. I could have a concussion.
Or die. Or be paralyzed.
Yeah, but no. It's cool. And he just thinks it's funny. And then that's the girl. That's the main girl of the story.
Yeah. So this is the most beautiful meet cute ever put on film. Okay. Like, I almost paralyzed you. What's up?
What? And then for some reason, like you said, the bike breaks down and he has to go get it fixed, but it's in a residential area and it's just two blocks down or two houses down on the same street, two houses down across the street. And that's where he's going to be posted up until his bike is better.
Right.
And so they're just going to hang out and they have nowhere to go. No one seems to be that upset that they have to wait around.
Well, at first when they're like, it'll get done tomorrow.
Right.
They're like, what? It's like, why?
Where were they going? Were they going to a concert?
No, no.
Was he famous at this point?
I don't think so.
So he's just a guy on a bike with three other people just hanging out, wreaking havoc on the world.
Basically.
Where does he get his money?
He's a grifter.
Where does he put his bags to change his clothes?
I don't think he has other clothes. Well,
he changes.
Oh, he does.
Oh, he has a few different outfits, Jason.
Lots of compartments.
Do they have compartments in those bikes?
Not those bikes. That's like single piece fiberglass.
So where is he getting these clothes, Jason?
He makes them in his spare time. That's why they look like that.
He gets mice like Cinderella to make him clothes for the ball.
Oh,
my goodness.
So this girl's a goody two-shoes.
Yes.
She's a high school senior, guys.
It's
Vanilla Ice is definitely not a teenager. But he falls in love with her the instant he sees her. And she's a little hard to get, and he's not used to that, so he's got to keep trying. They end up at a club where this girl and her boyfriend are. Mm-hmm. And he sings to her to win her heart. He raps.
Yeah.
And just basically the worst song you've ever heard in your life. Like the worst of Vanilla Ice's catalog.
The People's Champ? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Here's my problem with this story, Jason, is that it feels like Ice is a predator. And if he can't get it, he will work at it until he does.
Absolutely.
What is the end goal? He's not moving to this town.
No.
And he's not going to college with her. So the end goal is what?
He can't get into college.
He can't get into college. He's cool as ice. So,
he's too cool for school.
So the only thing he really did for her was save her from that horrible boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because that guy was kind of abusive.
He was really abusive.
And we don't see what really goes on, but I'm thinking some really weird things happen.
For
so
sure.
You got her out of that situation. But other than that, this movie has no point.
No. He's going to hit it and quit it and move on to the next town. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but like
this girl is a 4.0 goody two-shoe. Why is he ruining her?
It's quite the interesting character that he plays, because if he's just going to have a fling with her, why has he got to put so much effort into it? He, like you said, a predator is a very good description.
Yeah.
Because he creeps into her room while she's sleeping and wakes her. Oh my gosh, I get shivers thinking about it. He drips water into her mouth from an ice cube. She's sleeping. Okay, so this is like... It's like torture, first of all.
Oh, God.
And then she opens her eyes, sees him standing over her in bed, and then he crams the ice cube into her mouth.
Literally crams it into her mouth.
Force feeds her the way that YK Kim force feeds people grapes.
That's what it was.
In a sensual way that only one person is enjoying.
The director who does Playboy movies.
Yeah.
That he brought that from a Playboy movie, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's so disgusting. It's like molestation. It really is.
Okay, so let's just say, I don't know how old he is, 20, 24?
Sure.
Something like that?
Yeah.
This 24-year-old just creeped into your house and is in your, high school senior girl's bed.
Heck
your
no.
Your daughter's bed.
Nope.
What is happening? And she doesn't seem... too upset with being force-fed an ice cube in the morning, which I think is really disgusting.
That's out of character, really.
I would have said, she should have said something. She would have said something.
Because, truthfully, her interactions with Ice through the whole movie have been of disgust.
Of course.
Like, up to that point, she just kind of, enjoyed the song the night before. But before that, she was mad. And I feel like the things she said and the way she acted around him, towards him, is the way... anybody would have acted towards Vanilla Ice before he was famous. I'm sure he was the same person before he was famous.
Yeah.
But that's how I envision him hitting on a girl anyways and then just be like, oh, gross.
Yeah, get away from me. But I have millions. Well,
that's
what it was. But he had no millions in this movie.
Nope.
He had a bike.
Right.
That's it.
But apparently the bikes matter because cars matter.
That's true. They do.
You know, people pick their boyfriends by their cars.
Based on cars alone. Without the high school senior remark, before we knew she was a high school senior, she was just talking about going to college.
Right.
So we know in our back of our minds that that's a real thing.
Right.
Okay. That's a real situation. But until you hear someone say it on TV that she's a high school senior, you don't cringe as much.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, ice.
It's the thing that's like, you know that the writer wasn't thinking about that.
No.
At all. And it's like, why? You have a problem, sir.
Yeah.
Because that scene is important to the whole movie. That's
absolutely.
Like,
it needs to be there.
It's a pivotal plot point. But not for that reason.
No.
The reason being that her family is apparently in the witness protection program.
Witness protection.
And now their cover is blown. She's been on TV, and then they, for some reason, had to interview the dad, too. And so the dad's on the TV, and now the people that are looking for him know where he is.
Just saw the little piece on that local news, and now they know. Now they know. Now and they're going to go get $500,000 from him in 24 hours, or something bad will happen. And then around hour 35, they take the kid.
Something bad does happen.
But they were going to give him they gave him extra time to get the money. And then the dad just doesn't care.
Okay. So these two guys that end up taking the kid, they're setting this guy up for all this. And you assume that these people are going to be these really bad guys.
Yes.
And the way that the dad acts, they're really bad guys.
Right.
When you see them on screen, though, they are reminiscent of the Wet Bandits from Home Alone.
They really are.
And especially when you add in the sound effects that whoever decided to put sound effects in, he, like, pulls something from his pants or, like, his gun, and he goes,
I thought about that when I heard it. I thought, why?
That instantly diminishes how dangerous they are. Like, you cannot look at them again and be scared of them. There's no real threat. I would just be like, I could lock these guys up.
Yeah, but if there was a real threat, Vanilla Ice had no chance.
Right.
The other part I'd like to talk about with these guys is, like, you're right. I just felt that they were goofy people.
Yeah.
And so when they finally kidnapped the child after a fun little chase around the house,
like
Home Alone, they kidnapped the child. As they're, like, posted up in the abandoned houses that are being made, they're threatening the child.
Yeah.
What good is that going to do?
He can't
like,
do anything.
Oh, if your father doesn't come around and pay us back, we're going to kill you.
I got
nothing. Why fear the kid can't help out with that?
Tied up.
What do you want from me? Why are you threatening me? I'm seven.
They don't have this whole thing figured out.
They have not thought
really
this through.
Don't.
Although they should have, because it seemed like for 20 years or so, the only thing they've been thinking of is this. Because when one guy finds him on TV, he calls the other guy up and says, hey, guess who I just saw on TV? And then the next thing he's like, Yeah, we'll go. Yeah, let's go get him.
Yeah.
That was it. So the other guy instantly guessed.
He knew.
He knew who we saw on TV. Yeah.
The only person we've been talking about for 20 years.
20 years. We know exactly what we're doing. Oh my gosh. What is wrong with this? That was such a side point to this. It almost felt like you didn't need it. You could have just had the weird Vanilla Ice, you know, trying to be a good guy to the family and win over the whole family and the girl by being a normal human being but still being Vanilla Ice. But no, let's throw the witness protection program in, kidnapped child, and then have Vanilla Ice save the day.
Right. Of course he would.
Well, why? He has nothing invested in this other than being the predator. He only saves this child because he's trying to get her.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's really it.
Because that, honestly, what else would there be?
No.
He doesn't need to help. Why put everyone in danger for these people when you're just going to ride out later?
Right. They didn't really do a good job of it, but I imagine they wanted you to believe that he had completely fallen for this girl and that he was going to change his life.
Okay.
But all you really see is him moping. And that's quite a long sequence of him just moping at the very end. And you're like, I to this point, I didn't really know you liked her.
No.
I thought you just were like wanting to hook up. So
apparently this woman is the one that tames Vanilla Ice.
Oh.
This high school senior is the one that
tames. To be that woman.
To be that girl.
can I talk really quickly about Vanilla Ice's outfits?
I mean, yeah, movie. I would love to.
We talked about where they come from, but oh my gosh, like he has pants that look like he's a superhero.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Like a yellow cod piece on top of, okay. And that's one of his tamer outfits. He has a jacket that has, like I said, every word on it. And at some points in the movie, he actually says the words that are on his jacket.
God.
And I feel like it was just his cue cards.
Right, right. They're like, Ice isn't going to remember this. Why don't you mill the jacket around the script? He could just look at it.
Right. And sometimes he's got no shirt on, but, you know, some cool board shorts and crazy glasses. Well, all sorts of things. It is just like this amazing time capsule of Vanilla Ice's own wardrobe,
yeah.
I think, that is all the... If this movie is nothing else, we can look back at this and be like, oh, that one guy dressed like that, and it was crazy.
That was insane.
Yeah,
you're right. I don't understand his clothing choice, but just to be, like, you know, so out of the ordinary, when he steps into that club...
Right.
He looks completely different than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else has... normal clothes on, but
this should have been All Eyes on Me instead of the Tupac movie.
No, it really should have been.
Because Tupac's a little low key as far as dressing compared to Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Real quick, can we talk about his friends, the gang?
Oh, yes.
The gang. He goes out because he's a normal human being and leaves the house that they're in, right? Mm-hmm. He goes out and says, well, at least I'm going to go prey on this little girl, right? They literally just stay at the house. They could have gone anywhere. They could have hung out at the town. They could have went and got something to eat. They could have enjoyed the bar scene. No, they just literally sat looking so bored with these two crazy old people fixing the bike.
Right. I think the most they ever did was build a house of cards.
Why do they hang out with Vanilla Ice?
No. You know.
Why?
Because he told them that they were going to be in a movie. Like, these characters have no reason.
No, they don't need to be there. He could ride in by himself and the movie stays the same.
Yeah.
His bike could have been broken.
Right.
And everything would have been exactly the same.
And then there would be no stain on these people's careers.
No, they did not need to be there.
I'm feeling bad for the actual actors. I'm sorry.
When they look bored in the movie, I literally believe they were bored in the movie.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They were just bored on set because everything was about Vanilla Ice.
You know what Vanilla Ice likes to do, I noticed?
No, what?
Jump over things.
He jumps a lot. And maybe that was the cool thing he thought. Like, I'm so hip.
Yeah. It's like jumping to Vanilla Ice is like running for Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Okay? And so he's like, I'm never going to get another movie to jump in. So I'm just going to jump all the time.
Right.
I'm going to jump over this fence both ways.
So many jumps.
I'm going to jump into a window. I'm going to jump over my bike and land on the other side of it for no reason. He just likes jumping. He jumps when they go out and have this amazing scene in the desert where these houses are being built. Because, you know, it's a hard hat zone, but nobody cares.
No, no one cares. No one's actually working. Let's be
honest. There's a machine going on.
But that's it. I mean, when he jumps in that slow motion, like it is the actual, like, just watch that and then think about what we've been saying about his character. It's like, I gotcha moment. You're like, oh no, run away, high school senior.
Right. What I want to do, and maybe I'll do it and put it on Instagram, is use that scene but change the music to something suspenseful, and just it seems like he's chasing her through a house to murder her.
Please do, because I need
that.
That's
coming on.
Because goodness, it is so creepy.
Yes.
It is just so creepy. Why? With all of that being said, did you find a movie that may have done this a little better?
Who done it?
Better.
Oh, man, how could you do this movie better?
Yeah. How? Well, it's a tough one.
I mean, this movie. Well, I think the way you do it is you take out the predator bit.
No, that's a smart decision. And why don't we just make her a bartender somewhere?
Right. Well, you know, just make the guy not passing through. Maybe he's the new guy in town.
Okay.
And I sort of feel like you still have this dynamic of he's an outsider. People don't understand him. What he's bringing to the city is not good for the city. And to me, that's Footloose.
Okay.
Okay.
No, so, that makes sense.
You know, in a town where you shouldn't be dancing, because dancing's from the devil. This guy
really
comes
is.
On. Yeah. Well, I mean,
I know it is from the devil.
It really is.
That and coffee,
right? I'd rather watch Kevin Bacon act than Vanilla Ice act if I want a good movie.
Absolutely. Like, I'm gonna go ahead and throw Grease 2. Up in here as a better movie than this.
Are you talking? Yeah, you
there's
win.
A guy on a bike. And he comes in. He's the guy that no one really knows. He's the mysterious dude. It's such a better movie.
Yeah,
it's way better than this.
And
come on,
it's not great. But
no, it's not great. But you got great songs.
Oh yeah, better songs than Cool as Ice.
Amen, sir. My goodness. If you haven't seen Grease 2, please see it. It is definitely worth your time.
Michelle Pfeiffer,
songs like "Do It for Your Country" and "We're Gonna Score Tonight at a Bowling Alley." Yeah. Come on. Yeah. So many sexual innuendos.
It's great.
Cool as Ice had a lot of fun quotes.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite quote? What are your words to live by?
Words to live by. Words to live by. Who you got in your ear?
So the little brother of Kat, Kathy, the main girl, he's pretty unlikable, I would say.
There's always that little brother in these movies, though. They're just the absolute worst child.
Well, when you consider all the scenes with the family are very serious. They're played really serious. He is the wacky character that comes in and just ruins those moments.
True.
And this takes place after Ice has broken into her room.
Oh, yes, yes. And force-fed her ice.
Force-fed her ice, which is symbolic,
unfortunately.
Cool as ice. And so her little brother busts into the room. Now she's in her pajamas. Well, she's in like a shirt with no pants.
Okay, can we talk about this scene real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, I get like that's what she sleeps in, but she said, you need to get out because I have to change.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, go ahead and do it. And she said, don't think I won't. And then she starts to undress.
Yes, she does.
So she was literally going to undress in front of him right then and there.
Once again, this writer.
Right then and there.
Is, oh.
I thought, and then the little
and
boy
then, so
busts
what happens,
in.
The boy busts into the room. And starts just chatting it up. And he's like, oh, you're here. He's not really surprised.
No. And he's not upset about it either.
Right. He's like, oh, you're her new boyfriend now? And that's gross as it is.
Which means that Nick has been spending
time. Somebody else has been in the bedroom.
All the time.
And I think he asks Ice if he can take him for a ride or something like that.
Mm-hmm,
and he says, maybe later. To which the kid says, as soon as you're done making sex...
You're done making sex.
So the kid knows the word sex, but he doesn't know having sex.
No,
but,
no. He heard about sex.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Like this has happened before.
Yeah.
Because he's been waiting on things, but she has to get through making sex.
Yes.
So like, hey, can you make me some dinner? Oh, maybe when you're done making sex, you can
make
get me
sex first, and then make dinner. Next.
Yeah, because I'm hungry, but I get it. He was very polite about it.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, no, it's okay. Just go ahead and make your sex, and then we'll be good after that.
What about you?
Oh, man. This is same kid on mine.
Oh,
he has another quote. Yeah, he's sitting there playing his video games, Mario.
Yeah.
He's playing Mario Brothers, and she's trying to remember where her little black book is, her little
organizer.
Sure. That Ice...
Stolen from her.
Literally stolen from her.
Because if you can't get the girl, you take all her information.
All her things, so I know everything about her, which is another predator situation.
Absolutely.
He says, why don't you go ahead and backtrack and try to figure out, you know, where you were that day. And so she starts to backtrack and she says, well, I was, you know, at the store and then I went over to Nick's house, but I didn't touch it at Nick's house. And then the boy repeats, and I didn't touch it at Nick's house, and laughs. What is this? This little kid is a perv.
He is.
This little kid is a perv. He knows about sex.
Yeah.
He knows about making sex. And he knows his sister is touching it at Nick's house. But not today.
Not today. In no time.
I guess I was pretty horny.
What's that sound?
Let's get ready for cage fight.
This is fight night.
Okay, I combined two characters.
Okay.
I'm going to take the weird bad guys.
Okay.
Okay, so the guys that are trying to take $500,000 from Kathy's family. I thought those characters, they were stupid.
Yeah.
And apparently they're supposed to be bad guys. If we take both those characters and combine them into an alcoholic, angry Nicolas Cage and actually make this worth being frightened about.
Yeah.
This movie would have been awesome.
That'd be great.
Because you all of a sudden have a Nick Cage in here and he needs $500,000 because he's got a vendetta against his dad who went into witness protection program.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna harm your family for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would be scared of Nick Cage and I'm not scared of these two.
And think about the fight scene we would have got.
Oh, that'd be great.
Ice versus Cage.
That would have been great.
That's where I had him at. Would you put him in?
So much of this movie is this love story, and the boyfriend, like you said, is such a jerk that I feel like
if we replaced
Nick Cage, it's such a natural role for Cage.
Classic role.
That he's this abusive boyfriend, sort of a baby. You know, like when he doesn't get his way,
he
bashes
Smart.
The motorcycles up and all this stuff and still shows up at the house after that.
Yeah, just to hang out.
Like, hey, guys, what's happening? Why'd you do that? I'll still let you come back to me. Man, just seeing, you don't even
what
have to
jerk.
Fix the dialogue in this movie. You just make Nick Cage that boyfriend.
Right.
Then you kind of almost like him. Because it's like Nick Cage versus Vanilla Ice, and like, who gets the girl?
And actually, at that point, there is no winner.
Right? They're both creepy.
Yeah.
So
putting him, if we could play all those roles, that'd be great. Because actually, putting Nick Cage in this movie would actually make this movie better.
Yeah, it would.
On
this
both
is one of those
roles.
few times that could happen.
I have no
but,
idea.
Yeah.
Huh. Who knew?
Nick knows.
Nick knows.
He was waiting for that call,
Nick
and he never got
knows.
It.
Nick knows.
So that's our Nick pick.
Yeah, Nick pick. I love the Nick pick. Well, I think that might be it for us on this one. If you guys haven't seen Cool as Ice, go ahead and check that out. We found it on...
Hoopla.
Hoopla.
You can watch it on Hoopla, which is a library app.
Okay.
If you have a library card, you can most likely get free rentals through that, and you just watch it right on your device.
There's probably
device.
Plenty of stuff on there for
Amazon
you.
Prime's got the Riff Tracks version
Perfect.
Of it, so if you want to go watch that, that is an amazingly hilarious way to watch this film.
Oh my goodness.
It's really hard to find right now. It's like it was on DVD for a minute, so
so
it's really hard to find. But
I think maybe
to me, well worth it to get. We didn't even touch on all of Vanilla Ice's catchphrases, but if you've ever heard "Drop That Zero and Get With a Hero," this is where it's from.
Yeah,
and yep, he says that all the time.
Yep,
and imagine that, and I use these things in my daily vernacular. So,
and just to see him act, it's just fun. It's so cringeworthy.
It
and
is.
When you look at it from what we told you about the whole Predator standpoint, it gets even
That's
worse.
A whole
when,
other
the,
light.
When the dad allows him at the end to just go, just be with my daughter. You're good.
The dad with the only common sense in the whole film to be like, stay away from this guy.
Completely said go for it.
Because he got free of his troubles, so everything's good. Contact us via Twitter and Instagram. It's Too Bad TV. And you can give us a call. Leave us a voicemail if you have an idea for a film that we can use in the future. The number is 231-487-2223. That's 231 it's the number 2 and then bad. And we will be back. We're going to do a special little month of video games, so tease that for you right now. If you have an idea for a good video game movie, leave us a comment on our YouTube channel and watch this episode as well. Face the music, then I'm right behind with a posse of mic and a funky rhyme. It doesn't take a lot of time for me to climb. Then I'm going for mine like a monkey on a vine. Going up the scale and I will prevail. Sharper than the point on the tip of a nail. Moving with the speed of a thief on the run. My mic is my gun, my posse's the one. Ready for fun, but also for static. Anything breaks in the ready automatic. I'm at it with suckers trying to get paid. Saying the teacher, but not making the grade to play. I'm the teacher, man, you're the student. Close your ears if you feel you're prudent. I can't deal with the lyrics I'm stepping with, but then the lines that the people are getting with. A lesson well taught, here's some more advice. I don't sweat it on the mic, cause I'm full as ice.